Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hey, Zach. I'm across from one of your small business solution offers. Tell me about how that works. How you work with that.
Did you receive a, happen to receive a mailer from us that had a reservation code on it by chance?
It has an account number on it.
It's 16 digits?
It looks like there are quite a few digits. I don't know if it's 16, but I'll give it to you.
Sure. That way, that will allow me to unlock the information that we do have on your business.
Okay. It's 1221.
Okay.
99-0001-4261.
61. Okay, just one moment, please. Okay, am I speaking with Dr. Carl?
Yes, you are.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. I'm excited.
All righty. We're dealing with a new phone system here. Had it for about 2 weeks, and we've experienced a couple of dropped calls here and there. I was just curious if you had another number or a number that I could reach back out to you on in case the call, God forbid, drops.
Okay, sure. It's 513-601-5680.
5680. Perfect. Thank you. Appreciate that. And then lastly, just want to confirm, we have your business address at 6310 East Kemper Road, Suite 100 in Cincinnati, Ohio?
That's correct.
Okay. And then the classification of your business, is it a proprietorship, partnership, LLC?
It's an LLC.
Okay. Excellent. So what you had received was an offer for funding. If you let me know what you're looking to do, we do have a multitude of programs. You know, I can guide you in the right direction, see if we can find a good fit to assist your business.
It's an LLC.
Okay. So what were you looking to do there? Are you looking to bring on some additional equipment or capital? Or?
I need a piece of equipment and a small amount of capital just to try to bring things where they need to be.
Okay. what was that? The equipment that you're looking for?
It's actually a self-contained unit. It's made by a company by the name of Aseptico.
Okay, is it like an X-ray machine or?
No. It's actually a self-contained dental unit. It operates by itself without any plugins or anything.
What exactly does it do?
It does everything. If you go to the dentist, it does your suction, it runs all the hand pieces, it runs any type of axillary equipment you have. It's all on a cart.
Oh wow! Very neat. Okay, and what does something like that would set you back? Is this going to be new or used or?
These units are roughly about we'll say roughly 10,000. I think they're 998 something.
So right around 10,000.
Yeah, for a unit. Yeah.
Okay, and as far as operational capital, was there a dollar amount that you had in mind as well?
Basically, the max I would need is probably 25.
Okay. 25.
So that would include the 10,000 for the unit.
Okay, so 25 total is what we're looking for here. Okay. Let me ask you this: are you familiar with working capital loans? Have you ever heard about those or taken one out or? Okay, so what we have to offer is called a working capital loan, and what it does is it allows business owners to unlock 10 to 15% of the sales of what they did the year previous. So would you happen to know ballpark on what the practice did last year as far as sales were concerned?
Probably, based on what I know, probably gross sales, probably in the neighborhood of maybe, I would say it's somewhere the average month, 15,000 to 18,000. So that's under control.
It's right around 200K thereabouts.
Maybe a little under than that. Maybe a lot less than 200.
Okay. So based off that number, we could potentially get you up to right around 30 grand. I think that would be you're looking for 25, so that could definitely be a possibility for you. just a couple questions to kind of qualify you for that. How would you rate your personal credit?
My personal credit, I mean, I actually know what the score is. Hard. I know two of them. One is 625 and the other is like 668.
Okay. So, all right, so in the 600s. And also, have you reached out to your local bank at all and seen any what kind of feedback they have offered or any sort of assistance? Have you gone that route at all?
Have I reached out to who?
Your local bank, like your local bank where you have your business checking account? Or?
No, I have not. I haven't talked to them about anything.
Okay. Okay, and is this an immediate need, or are you just kind of in the preliminary stages of you're seeing what's available?
Well, actually, I didn't need the unit because the self-contained that I have now, we purchased it maybe 2 months ago. So I need to get something that will actually function.
I think we have a bad connection because I can barely hear you.
Let me put a hands-free device on so that'll help you a little bit. Hold on.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, to help you.
Yeah, that's a lot better. Thank you.
Yeah, the I haven't talked to any of the bankers here.
Okay.
It's like I said, it's a unit. I know that it's out there, and I would just need something that's more efficient, you know.
Okay.
Just to do the job.
Do you have any quotes on those machines, or as of yet, or have you gone that far?
Yeah, I've actually had the guy send me out a quote on it.
Perfect.
But I can have it reset. I'm going to sit a moment staring at it now. It's from a company called Aseptico. And let's see. I'm right here now, so if I can pull it up here. I can spell it. Gave me a quote. Actually, when I spoke with him, I talked about two units, and it has here. And I don't know if it's the same price they were on sale when I did this. At that time, they were $8,000, and it was $2,500 for freight. And that was that's your question. There is a quote on it.
Okay, no problem. You don't have to dig it out immediately. It will just be part of the process. You know, if you would like to go through us, that I would need that to package for underwriting so they can get a better snapshot of what's going on for your business. But it's a real simple process to see what we could make available for you. We have a one-page application. We would need to look at 6 months of bank statements just to verify cash flow for the business, the first 2 pages of the most recent tax return to verify the sales from the year previous. And then if you did have any current business loans out, information on those, and that would give us the snapshot of your business that we need to make an offer that would be beneficial and not create a burden on you.
I don't really have any type of business loan.
Okay, perfect. Then it does not apply to you then. So we would only need actually a couple documents. I could actually put it together in an email for you and shoot it out to you if you like.
Sure.
Yeah, what's a good email address for you?
You can send it to E as in Edward, C as in Carl, JEFFREYSH@gmail.com.
I'm sorry, you broke up there at the end. I have Jeffrey, and then
Jeffries, Jeffreys, @gmail.com.
Gmail, gotcha. Yeah, I can. I'll put together the laundry list of items. It's not that long. Include an application, the simple one-page application. You know, and as quickly as those, I can get those items back. Get that over to render writing, and we can have feedback for you in typically 24 hours. And if you like what we have to say, we can have funds wired into your account in another 48. And if you're looking for a piece of equipment, we can, you know, probably have the vendor paid off in that amount of time as well. So it's a pretty expedited process. I can put that together for you as soon as we get off the phone and have it over to you in about 10 minutes, and then you know, take a look at.
What's the average rate on your loans, and how? What are the terms in terms of how long?
So on the equipment, rates start in the low single digits, right around 4-4.5%, and typically they are 2-5 year loans with a monthly payment. No down payment is required. You know, just the first month's payment, sometimes the last. And then the actual working capital loans are an unsecured loan, so it's a little more expensive. It's about 10 cents on the dollar. And then these loans go from 6 to 18 to 24 months, and there are three different payment options. There's a daily, a weekly, and a monthly payment, and also you know, some significant discounts as far as early payment from these loans. Depending on the program, you know, we could get you 25% of the remaining interest forgiven on the loan. Other programs, it's 6% of the remaining balance can be forgiven. So it's kind of a little bit of a trade-off there. Because it's unsecured, it's a little more expensive. So on the back end, we wanted to, you know, assist our customers with early payment discounts.
All right. I look forward to seeing it.
Okay. I'll have it over to you in about 10 minutes, and I will include my direct dial. So if there's any questions at all, you can always reach out to me. I'm here to help. Okay. All right, Dr. Carl, have a great afternoon, and you know, keep your eyes peeled. I'll have it out to you in about 10 minutes. All righty, bye-bye.